25th year. I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day.
Today is a good day. Thank you for being here as we try to entertain and inform you with the most important stories, interesting people, and one of those people will be with us. Actually, we have two interesting people this hour. Ronnie, I don't know how many people make that mistake. Rachel Spector, who is currently married to Phil Spector, even though he's in the Slammer.
Right.
That's got to be an interesting story in and of itself.
Yeah.
She is a musician and has been performing. She is now apparently being awarded the Best Independent Pop Artist of the Year. No, she did that a number of years ago. Under the circumstances, anybody connected with Phil Spector has to be an interesting character. Maybe I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's probably the nice way to say it.
Listen to her music. She's got... How many? We have three or four different cuts from this album.
We have her new song. She wrote a new love song to Phil, and it's being released, so we have the new song.
Oh, it's a love song to Phil?
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
Okay.
P.S. I love you.
All right. So we'll get to that in a few moments. Meanwhile, we're carrying a story at DougStephan.com, which amuses me.
Yeah.
The vending machines that are going to dispense medical marijuana are being produced as we speak. And some of them will be available. Matter of fact, there's a prototype that's on the scene in Oakland. It'll be a while before they make enough of these machines to be able to use them. But this is a very interesting development in a state that has very interesting developments. That's what I can say about it.
Always.
Now, where would it be? If it's not going to happen in Massachusetts, it'll happen in California. The two states that I live in, and both of them are the craziest states.
And you're cookie enough to live in both of them.
In the country, exactly. So anyway, this story, all I can think of is Coca-Cola, Pepsi, the things that you normally can buy, water in a dispensary. In Europe, for heaven's sakes, you can buy raw milk in one of these dispensers. In mostly the main squares of any city or town all over Europe, you can get raw milk. So what's wrong with buying marijuana out of a dispenser? In how many states have passed this? You can use it's not medical marijuana. This is recreational marijuana.
Sure.
Yeah. Why is it so funny, though? Why is it different than you can buy tobacco products out of vending machines all over the place, right?
You cannot buy beer out of a vending machine, though.
No.
Mind-altering.
All right, exactly.
Beer.
All right, Rachel Spector is going to join us in a moment. Rachel, what did I say?
Rochelle. It's Rochelle.
What did I say?
Rachel.
Oh. All right, you want to pronounce it correctly.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so she'll join us in a minute here on Good Day. Dr. J. Kumar, later in the hour.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Sounds like a Phil Spector production to me.
I hear the wall of sound. Castanets.
Very cool.
Your daddy gave up in front of everyone. Took the radiator hose and rolled the window up. Started the engine, let the smoke fill the cabin, then he was gone. So you wrote a song just to keep him alive. It became number one and it changed your life. It's a far, far cry.
name of the song from Michelle Spector. P.S. I Love You. Essentially a love song from her to her husband, the famous record producer Phil Spector. And I listened to the first, actually the first couple of lines, Rochelle, to sort of understand how you could tell the story of Phil Spector and his father. These two profoundly tragic moments, putting them to music, is I didn't think we'd do a good job of it, but if you look at what Taylor Swift has been writing lately, you get the idea that I guess that kind of story, any kind of story, can be told in music. So how long have, first of all, welcome, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What is the life now like? You're still married to Phil Spector, right?
Yes.
So what happens, you know that everybody's going to ask you this, so I'll just get it out of the way. You married him when?
Well, we met in September 2003. We married in September 2006. Mm-hmm. And this September, we'll be together 10 years.
How do you figure you're together and he's in jail and you're outside?
Well, I mean, I fly to see him every weekend. I got my pilot's license. And
wow.
Also, I got PI license, so not only do I go to regular visits, I also can attend legal visits as well. So I've been going every weekend for 4 years, and also, you know, he's able to call me throughout the week when he's able.
So how's he doing?
Oh, he's definitely hanging in there, just having hope and keeping positive that, you know, the appeal's going to go through. Right now we're in the federal level of appeal called habeas corpus,
mm-hmm.
and our main appealable issue is something very egregious that has never happened before in the court system. Our presiding judge, actually became a witness for the prosecution and testified on behalf of some very important blood spatter evidence. And then the prosecution actually backed it up in closing argument, saying, if you don't believe such and such and such and such, believe Judge Fidler. And then they put his picture on the screen with all the other witnesses. So this is a very important case, not only just for my husband, but for any. If this appeal does not go through, this will set a precedence for all future cases, whether people have money or not, that any judge will be able to become a witness at any point in time. Hmm. So, I mean, this is huge.
It's weird. Sticky. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
All right, so musically, what's your background?
I've been singing since I've been six, and actually I've been playing trombone for over 20 years. So,
a lady trombone player.
That's hot. Yes. That's kind of hot.
Yeah, that is very interesting. Yeah.
So music has been a huge part of my life as well. So,
how did you meet Phil?
It was a total chance meeting. We met at a little restaurant called Dantana's, which is in West Los Angeles.
Oh, God, yes. My God, I drive by it all the time.
Yeah, yep. And it was a chance meeting. I had just turned 23, and, you know, I was producing and writing my own music and singing my own shows, and I was nominated at that point for Best Independent Pop Artist for the Los Angeles Music Awards. So, I mean, I was doing tons of stuff, but I was there one evening with a friend of mine. I think this is, like, the second time I'd ever been to this place, and he had an acquaintance of his sitting at the table, and they're like, hey, that's Phil Spector over there, and I'm like, okay, where? You know, I didn't even know where to look because I didn't know who he was or what he looked like or anything. So, you know, we just kept talking, and later on I got up to use the restroom, and this other guy at the table jumps up in front of me and says, hey, Phil Spector, you got to meet Rochelle, and blah, blah, blah. And so, I mean, the rest is history. He's been telling me he loved me since the first day he met me, and we've been together ever since.
Now, Rochelle, obviously you've got talent. You've produced a good song. You were voted Best Independent Pop Artist of 2003 at the LA Music Awards. And then you meet and marry Phil Spector, which, you know, obviously for anybody would be a great boost to your career, as well as the, you know, the relationship that you have with him. But given what Phil's gone through over the last 8-10 years with the prison sentence and everything, how is that affecting you when you try to make music and make deals and just on a day-to-day basis? Does Phil still have the respect of the music community out there, or is it kind of tough now?
You know what? It's really a double-edged sword, because right now, this whole time I've been trying to create my own identity, if you will, and step away from Phil Spector's wife to Rochelle. And I really think that I've been able to, you know, move that forward this time around because I've really set a different tone with my artistry, you know, with my songwriting. You know, I mean, even like I said, with this whole project that I created based on those love letters that we were writing to each other over the years, and I turned them into songs. You know, I really wanted to make real, organic, raw music. I put it out in mono. I mean, you don't need all those bells and whistles to cover up something that isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the vocals. Raw vocals, I mean, you don't need anything. So, I mean, and then even with the production aspect, I help with the engineering and arranging, and I mastered it in through an analog board. So, you know, I really have grown as a person, as an artist, as an individual all these years. So, and I think people can see that I'm being real, because you can't get any more real than writing and singing from your heart.
All right, so I want to, the obvious question, other than being married to Phil, people are going to compare you to Ronnie, and I wonder how that works for you in any way. I mean, just everybody knows that Ronnie Spector was the lead singer of the Ronettes, married Phil when she was young and stayed with him for a while. But they, I just, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, what's the comparison in how you look, how you act, what you bring to the table? I hope you don't mind me asking you that question.
No, absolutely not. Actually, nobody compares me to her at all, which is great as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they were together, I don't even think, 5 years. And, I mean, what, it's been 50 years or something, and she's still singing the same song. So, I mean, I don't feel that she's really grown as an artist.
Booyah!
Well, it's true, okay? I mean, seriously, and if she hated my husband so much, why does she still have his last name, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, me and my husband, and we've been together 10 years, and I've been nothing but his biggest advocate.
Hasn't come to the jail cell to say hi to him.
No, and that's fine.
Have you guys ever bumped into each other?
I think her and her husband live in Connecticut.
Okay.
Yeah, so no.
It's just an interesting thing because of the way the Phil Spector sound so permeates. When you hear a Phil Spector song, you know it. And that's why, Bruce, you play the beginning of this again.
Oh, it's total wall of sound.
Did I do good?
Yeah, you did fine. It's called P.S. I Love You. And can we download it at rachelspector.com, or where do we go?
Yeah, no, you can go to iTunes, Amazon, and actually physical copies are available on Amazon on demand as well.
Oh, cool. RACHELLESPECTOR, for those of you who want to spell it correctly. Rachel.
Rochelle.
Rochelle. I wanted to keep calling you Rachel.
That's okay. Right. Everybody does it.
Well, you take good care, and thank you. Appreciate your telling the story. It's an interesting one, for sure.
All right, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Rochelle.
Rochelle, Spector Ritchie. Rochelle. It's the song, P.S. I Love You.
And it changed your life. It's a far, far cry. Trial to the teen tycoon, the hitmaker guy. Can you imagine a river so deep to a mountain?
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One Catholic woman that doesn't take birth control pills. Starting with Roberta, who's a fallen Catholic. Jennifer.
I'm a Methodist now. We're fallen Catholics.
You fell into Methodist. Jennifer, you take birth control pills, right?
Not anymore. I used to.
Really? What do you use for birth control?
Not having a boyfriend.
Where am I? Did you just ask that on the National Syndicated Radio Show?
Do you have any control over how creepy you allow yourself to get?
Having fun with Stephen's Good Day.
This song from the 60s, Simon and Garfunkel. I think this is my favorite SMG song, actually. I like Simon.
This is one of the big ones, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. Thought there was a coming there, Richie. What's the story with why we're playing this?
Every year, the Library of Congress decides to store and preserve recordings, historic American recordings.
Yeah.
And this year, they've decided to add in, let's see here, Chubby Checker's The Twist, this from Simon and Garfunkel, Janis Joplin's Cheap Thrills from the Big Brother and Holding Company, and Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
You know that Janis Joplin's brother now has a radio show based on her music in Los Angeles?
Was it on like...
It's a weekend show.
Oh, really?
No, it's on a regular radio station. Pretty interesting. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Harry Reams. How many people know who Harry Reams is? Well, was. He is. I could use the is with a reasonable facility for this time yesterday, but now I say Harry Reams was. You know who Harry Reams was?
I did not.
Harry Reams was a, he was kind of like John Holmes and some of the other men. The guy, the other one, the short guy who's still around doing adult films. I always love that term, adult films. And I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, they all, John Holmes died very young of cancer. Harry Reams died of cancer. He had pancreatic cancer, which is really tough.
Oh, yeah.
Organ failure. He was living in Salt Lake City. But for years and years and years and years and years, these guys, and there still is. I don't think the stars of the X-rated movies are that well known anymore because there's so many people that want to be in them. They just take whoever the next guy is off the street and, you know, they don't have to be able to act. They just have to know how to do one thing, and that's it. So, but Harry Reams in these earlier characters, Ron Jeremy is the guy that just came to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Ron Jeremy, Harry Reams, and John, his nickname I won't use on the air, but I will tell you afterwards, Richie.
You know, apparently he was the lighting director on the...
Harry Reams?
Yeah, on the movie which he became famous for. I won't say what the movie was.
It was Deep Throat.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
And, and apparently the lead guy didn't work out, and he just stepped right in from the lighting guy.
Yeah. He went around the room. Okay, what do you guys have going for you? And in the best seasonal reference to Dirk Diggler... let's see your goods. By the way, that's the reason John Hamm, he's the guy from Mad Men.
Yes.
He doesn't wear underwear. And it's causing a problem on the set because he's heavily endowed. So the producers have told him he has to wear underwear.
Okay.
Right. Did you just hit the button?
No, but...
Oh, okay. Good for you, Richie.
28 past on good day.
28 after on good day.
In-Flight Daily Radio. National singer-songwriter Rose Falcon has just released her best collection of songs yet, 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. So how does a country music star stay in touch with their fans in this day and age? Does Rose think social media is important in a musician's career?
Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of cutting edge in terms of social media. I'm excited about it. It's been such a cool thing for me to interact with people all over where I, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, I couldn't have done that. When somebody says, I listened to your music, that's a big deal to me because they see so much music on, you know, Twitter and on Facebook. And so the fact that they actually clicked a link or went to iTunes and listened to my song is a really big deal because I know how hard it is to get me to actually click a link and listen to a song. What's resonating is that I do try and write things that are honest and truthful. And with my song, for example, If Love Had a Heart, there aren't that many people who haven't experienced a broken heart being human. And so it's saying, come on, give me a break. You know, if love had a heart, then it wouldn't break mine. That's the lyric at the end of the chorus. And I'm just seeing all over Twitter people tweeting that lyric. And I think people are noticing the lyrics and relating to them, and that's really all it's asked for. I'm realizing that I achieved my goal because it's touching, you know, their heart and helping some people get through a difficult time, and that's what I really want my music to do.
That was Rose Falcon speaking about her latest release, 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. For more info, please visit rosefalcon.com. Visit us on the web.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffens Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. The best stories of the day are here. Most interesting people on the radio. Rich McFadden is here. Ken Kessler. In a moment, we're going to bring in our friend Dr. Jay Kumar, who's been studying how sunshine, as we are into spring now, how does sunshine make you a smarter person? How does sunshine make you a healthier person? You'll want to know, and Jay will explain it in a moment or two. First of all, the story from the various corners of the world that we're always looking into. The good news from Delta Airlines is that they are not stupid. The weather in Atlanta and all over the southeast this week has been really bad. So a plane that was on its way to Atlanta had to be diverted to Knoxville, and they had to stay there until the airport opened up again in Atlanta. So for 3 hours, everybody's sitting on the tarmac in the plane. And it wasn't, you know, who wants to sit in a plane, no matter where it is, for 3 hours without going anywhere? And, you know, there's this law now that was passed that you're not supposed to have passengers in the plane longer than X number of hours. And if you do, you got to give them a free ticket, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Delta knew they were going to be on the tarmac for a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. So the pilot called around. He went to the tower and said, are there any good pizza places around? Tower says, yeah, what do you want? And the guy said, well, I got 184 people on my plane, and I want enough pizza for all of them.
Oh, cool.
So that's what happened. The employees of the airport went out and got them a bunch of pizzas and brought them over to the plane, escorted by a police car. So the flight attendants picked the boxes. They opened up the door, got the boxes, and passed out the pizza to the passengers. And so... They got what does Pizza Hut promises to deliver, right? Isn't that their slogan?
I think it's Domino's.
Domino's delivers.
But
okay.
Many Pizza Huts deliver as well.
Yep. So the passengers that were upset didn't. I mean, it's not Delta's fault that the plane had to land because the weather closed down the airport in Atlanta. That's one of those things,
right?
So the people, when they get off the plane, were interviewed by various news media, and they all, to a person, said this was the greatest experience. They didn't serve us any beer, but other than that, it was probably...
That's all it took is just some pizza to make people happy.
Make people happy. A couple slices of pizza, you're all set.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
so
a good deal, man.
The severe storms blew off the Atlanta airport. They took off and got there, and everything was fine.
Maybe our politicians would buy us all a pizza pie.
Here's an idea. When the moon hits your eye.
Maybe their approval ratings would go back up then.
Yeah, don't hold your breath on that. Right. So that story, anyway, if you want to check it out, is at DougSteffen.com. Finding out how sunshine can make you smarter and healthier and maybe even happier. We'll join that conversation with Dr. Jay Kumar in the program in just a minute.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in every store is on sale at our In the Corner clearance sale. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. Laminate, hardwood, bamboo, hand scraped, and vinyl wood plank. They're all on sale. Get up to 59% off compared to big box store flooring prices, plus special extended financing. Don't miss it. These deals will not last. End of quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store for your flooring deal today.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the gear? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so sweet. Smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Just a tea. Realize tea taste with a kick.
This is Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver. And it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13, limit one per customer while supplies last.
Sunshine, flowers, and the beauty of spring here. Dr. Jay Kumar, who writes extensively, has a professorial position on things. I guess that's good because he's a teacher at a couple of well-known colleges in Los Angeles. So he's here to talk about your brain and the springtime which is upon us and whether or not the sun that you will experience as the snow melts away and the cold goes away, does that make you a smarter person? Does springtime, the sunshine in the spring, does it make you a healthier person, a happier person, a smarter person? So you love to talk about research and do research. What's the research show you?
Well, you know, it's a great question. Happy spring, everyone. You know, we're actually having this great body of wealth of research coming out of neuroscience, actually advocating that, you know, we've always been told, you know, to stay out of the sun, you know, the sun's a bad thing, you know, causes skin cancer, all that stuff is true. But you know what? We've kind of gone to an extreme, and we're forgetting something really beneficial. The largest organ in your body, guess what it is?
Skin.
Skin,
yeah.
Right? You know, it's your skin. You know, our mind could go someplace else, but it's the skin. And the skin is the biggest organ in our body, and most of our production of vitamin D happens through our skin from, guess what? Sunshine. And there's an amazing link now coming out in neuroscience and medical studies advocating that just small doses of sunshine a day, like 15 minutes, something we call safe sun, the safe sun factor, like 10, 15 minutes of sunshine a day helps your body in the production of three very important chemicals. Two chemicals. One is serotonin, which you might have heard before is the feel-good hormone. When sunlight hits your skin or hits your eyes specifically, your brain produces serotonin, which helps elevate your mood levels. You know, you've all heard of SAD, you know, the SAD. The
seasonally adjusted disorder. Yeah.
Precisely. You know, Doug, you got it. You know, if you heard of SAD, you know that lack of sunshine can really increase depression, feeling lethargic, feeling, you know, really low energy. And that's all because your body is lacking serotonin. And so what we're finding is that not only does sunshine affect your mood, we're now finding sunshine can affect your memory. Mm-hmm. And this is because sunshine produces a very important vitamin in the body called vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Now, you probably all know, most of us, you know, probably think, where do you get, what food source provides a lot of vitamin D?
What, food store?
Food source.
It's green vegetables, I think, isn't it? No, that's vitamin K.
Milk.
Milk, that's it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That one, Doug.
Yeah, I failed that test miserably, Jay.
That was like an easy softball question to you, Doug. No, but milk is one great way of getting vitamin D. But for people who are lactose intolerant, that's really a problem. So here's some good news. Here's your healthy tip of the day from the Good Day Show. Just small doses of vitamin D and of sunshine, 10, 15 minutes, you know, in your day. Go on your lunch break. Go out for a walk. You know, be mindful of not getting too much excessive sun. But what we're finding is that sunshine also produces vitamin D in the body. And why this is so important, a new study has come out and actually said more vitamin D, there's a correlation between vitamin D levels and the risk of Alzheimer's disease. If you have low vitamin D levels in your body, you're at greater risk of Alzheimer's disease. And so we're finding that just increasing your vitamin D levels by just having a healthy dose of sun minimizes your risk of Alzheimer's disease. It's said to also improve memory function, cognitive function. So if you got kids and they're maybe not doing so well in school or they're having memory issues, learning, you know, maybe cognitive learning issues, it could actually be a lack of vitamin D that's happening right now.
Yeah.
And so here are just some simple, really easy things, you know, we're telling you can do to help you achieve, greater health, greater well-being. And here is the even the most amazing thing about the sunshine as well. If that wasn't good enough, you know, not only does the sunshine make you, improve memory, make you feel better. You know, for those of you who travel a lot, you know, Doug, I know you travel quite a bit, right?
Yeah, I do, yes.
And for all of you who travel a lot, you probably, Doug, I don't know if this is probably maybe not the case for you, but if you travel a lot, you know, jet lag is one of the many, you know, unavoidable.
Yeah, a lot of people, if you're going across time zones or you're going, a lot of people say, how can you be in California one day and get up at 1 o'clock in the morning and then on the farm the next day and get up at 4 o'clock? It doesn't make any difference. Your body knows that they're the same time.
Yeah,
you know, my body does anyway.
Your body does. You know, you're probably very lucky but most of us have, all of us have this thing called circadian rhythms. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So for circadian rhythm, for those who don't know, is your body's natural clock. You know, we have like a there's obviously the Earth has its natural, you know, system, 24 hours in a day, you know, light and sun, day and night. But our bodies have this natural circadian rhythms. What we're finding is that jet lag can actually be reduced or actually minimized by just looking at the sun, gazing at the sun, and having the sunlight hit your optic nerve, which stimulates your pineal gland, which produces melatonin and serotonin levels, which actually are now said to help with jet lag. So for those of you who travel a lot, you know, if you're traveling just cross country or if you're traveling internationally, the best thing to do, rather than having to take, you know, these medications or these, you know, over-the-counter, supplements, if you will.
Yeah.
The best thing to do, wherever you are, that morning when you wake up, just if you have the ability, just go out and just gaze at the sun for maybe 15, 20 seconds. And that's automatically going to trick your brain into getting jumpstart your circadian rhythms to get on track to wherever you happen to be in the world at that specific time.
You know, one of the best places that I know of to do that is in Florida, more so than in California. There's something about the air and the atmosphere in Florida early in the morning that's very captivating.
It's very
unusual. Now, before we run out of time, do you advocate serotonin? Has been something that I've talked about and actually used at times in my life. Is this a responsible thing to do? Serotonin is good. You've described why it's good, but can you get it now in these homeopathic stores?
You can. You know, there are means to achieve serotonin increase in the body. And what we're advocating here, what I'm advocating, I should say, is that if for those of you who might not feel, comfortable maybe taking supplements, and I actually think that's fine taking them, you know, there are natural alternatives. And the biggest, most easy thing to do, which is abundant, you know, and you have accessibility to it, is just the sun.
The sun. All right, keep that in mind. Use the sun to make yourself smarter and healthier. Some words to the wise from Dr. Jay Kumar here on Good Day.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
The freeze-dry
Guy wants your attention for a very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The Prime Minister and the President, otherwise known as Bibi and Barack. A relationship begins anew. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. No secret, there has been some tension in relations between the U.S. and Israel, specifically between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Obama. But the two leaders did look awfully chummy yesterday as President Obama began his first visit to Israel since becoming president. At a joint news conference, Prime Minister Netanyahu offered thanks for President Obama's pledge of U.S. support, Netanyahu wasting no time in his remarks in touching upon the subject of a nuclear Iran.
In order to stop Iran's nuclear programs peacefully, diplomacy and sanctions must be augmented by a clear and credible threat of military action.
The Prime Minister did seem to go along with the U.S. timeline estimate that Iran is about a year away from developing a nuclear weapon. President Obama reaffirmed the U.S. stance that America will not allow Iran to develop such a weapon. The President also promising the U.S. will provide further funding for Israel's Iron Dome air defense system.
We're providing more security assistance and advanced technology to Israel than ever before.
As for the personal relationship between the two, there was visible warmth as evidenced in this lighthearted exchange at the start of the news conference when President Obama spoke of Netanyahu's family, including his two sons.
I did inform the Prime Minister that they are very good-looking young men who clearly got their looks from their mother.
Well, I could say the same of your daughters.
This is true. Our goal is to improve our gene pool by marrying women who are better than we are.
During his visit to the Middle East this week, President Obama will also meet with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and Jordan's King Abdullah. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too. Like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13, limit one per customer while supplies last.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drive it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher yesterday following the Federal Reserve announcement that it will leave record low interest rates alone. The Dow up 55 points, closing yesterday at 14,511. NASDAQ up 25, S&P climbing 10 points. Oil prices also up 88 cents a barrel, finishing at $93.40. We've got an automobile recall to tell you about. A potential software issue triggering a recall of about 33,700 GM vehicles. The glitch could raise the risk of a crash in model year 2013 Buick LaCrosse sedans and Cadillac SRX crossovers. We're told the problem could cause the transmissions to slip from manual to automatic mode. GM says dealers will reprogram the transmission control module for free. Let's talk Powerball. The lottery played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Last night's jackpot, $260 million. So, did anyone match all of the numbers? Once again, the answer is no. That means this Saturday night's jackpot is up to, are you ready for this, $320 million. And finally, we bring you the story of Hendrix. Last week, a woman named Edith Albach brought her 6-year-old dog, Hendrix, to Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey, where he would take a flight from Newark to Phoenix. Hendrix got on board, and there he goes. Edith Albach's daughter was all set to pick up Hendrix in Phoenix, but there was just one little problem. Hendrix was on the wrong plane, wasn't headed to Phoenix. United Airlines accidentally sent Hendrix to Ireland. Hey, don't growl at me. I didn't do it. Anyway, according to United, the staff walked, fed, and took care of Hendrix, and then put him on a plane where he flew back to Newark. And then another flight to Phoenix. Three long-distance flights within a 24-hour period. The airline is giving the family a full refund, but they really should have done more than that. Hendrix deserves about 10,000 canine frequent flyer miles. You know, this story really would have been something if Hendrix was an Irish setter. Nope, English Springer Spaniel. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Limitations.